Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 31st, 2025, through Friday, April 4th, 2025. Monday, March 31st, 2025. Virginia businessman sentenced to over 9 years in prison for $1.5 million fraud on employees, investors, and the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Breon Clemens was sentenced to 9 years and 2 months in prison for defrauding investors and employees of his business out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. While on pretrial release and after his bond was revoked, he additionally attempted to defraud the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services out of $1.1 million. In 2020, Clemens invited his neighbor, CF, to invest in Go Green Farms. After CF invested $10,000, Clemens asked CF if she would like to be an unpaid officer or director of the business, and CF agreed. Clemens told CF that he needed a copy of her driver's license for the articles of incorporation, and CF provided it. In November 2021, Clemens told CF that the company needed a revolving line of credit and asked if she would be a co-applicant. During discussions about the line of credit, Clemens asked CF for her social security number, and she provided it to him. Clemens later told CF that she would need to co-sign for a line of credit because he claimed he would receive a loan from a professional basketball player. In March 2022, CF received a call from Capital One regarding late payments on a credit card. Upon further inquiry, CF discovered that the card in question was a joint account with Go Green Farms. CF conferred with an acquaintance at Go Green Farms, who indicated that Go Green Farms also utilized an American Express card and a line of credit with lender TVT Capital that were in CF's name. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. Two East Bay residents, one of whom was a bank teller, indicted on charge of cashing stolen U.S. Treasury checks. Francesca Calagiu and Dondre Gray were charged by federal indictment with conspiracy to commit bank fraud. Calagiu was also charged with receipt of U.S. Treasury checks with forged endorsement or signature. According to the indictment, from around May 2022 through March 2023, Calagiu and Gray, both of Emeryville, California, conspired to obtain stolen U.S. Treasury checks, recruit others to fraudulently endorse or sign the stolen U.S. Treasury checks, and give the checks to Calagiu to cash for the defendant's personal benefit. At the time, Calagiu was a part-time associate banker at J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. The indictment describes text messages between Gray and Calagiu discussing the ongoing scheme in which Gray stated, "I don't care if you scam us, LMAO. Gray allegedly explained how he operated the scheme running runners. Individuals who get paid to enter a bank with a fraudulent check, cash it, and return the proceeds to the person who employed the runner. In all, the defendants are charged with devising and executing a scheme to cash at least 339 stolen U.S. Treasury checks, totaling more than $850,000. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025. Owner of Las Vegas, Nevada company indicted in $24 million cryptocurrency Ponzi scheme. Brent C. Kovar, a Las Vegas business owner, was indicted for allegedly misrepresenting that his company was a profitable, up-and-running artificial intelligence company that mined cryptocurrency, verified cryptocurrency transactions, paid fixed rates of return on investments, and provided a 100% money-back guarantee. In total, the defendant obtained approximately $24 million from at least 400 investors. Kovar allegedly stole victims' hard-earned money by making false representations regarding his investment company, including misleading some victims to believe their investments were backed by the FDIC. According to allegations contained in the indictment, from late 2017 to July 2021, Covert owned Profit Connect, a Las Vegas, Nevada-based company that purportedly used artificial intelligence software on a supercomputer to mine cryptocurrency and verify cryptocurrency transactions. He falsely represented to investors that Profit Connect paid a fixed rate of return of 15 to 30% APR and provided a 100% money-back guarantee. In reality, Kovar used investor money to operate Profit Connect, buy gifts for employees, buy a house for himself, and repay investors as if those payments came from mining cryptocurrency and verifying cryptocurrency transactions. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. Financial TV news analyst turned fugitive agrees to plead guilty to federal charges for conning investors out of millions of dollars. James Arthur McDonald Jr., a frequent guest on financial television news programs, became a fugitive from justice after being accused of scamming investors. McDonald has agreed to plead guilty to defrauding his victims out of at least $2.7 million. McDonald has been in federal custody since June 2024, when he was arrested in a residence in Port Orchard, Washington, after being a fugitive since November 2021, when he failed to appear before the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, to testify after allegations arose that he had defrauded investors. McDonald was the CEO and chief investment officer of two companies headquartered in Los Angeles, Hercules Investments, LLC, and Index Strategy Advisors, Inc., ISA. He frequently appeared as an analyst on the CNBC Financial Television News Network. In early 2021, McDonald solicited millions of dollars worth of funds from investors in the form of a purported capital raise for Hercules, but misrepresented how the funds would be used and failed to disclose the massive losses Hercules previously sustained. As part of the capital raise, McDonald obtained $675,000 in investment funds from one victim group on March 9, 2021. He misappropriated most of those funds in various ways, including spending $174,610 at a Porsche dealership and transferring $109,512 to the landlord of a home McDonald was renting in Arcadia, California. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, April 4th, 2025. Texas man convicted of sabotaging his employer's computer systems and deleting data. Davis Liu was convicted by a federal jury for writing and deploying malicious code on his former employer's network. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Davis Liu, 55, of Houston, Texas, was employed as a software developer for the victim company headquartered in Beechwood, Ohio, from November 2007 to October 2019. Following a 2018 corporate realignment that reduced his responsibilities and system access, Liu began sabotaging his employer's systems. By August 4, 2019, he introduced malicious code that caused system crashes and prevented user logins. Specifically, he created infinite loops. In this case, code designed to exhaust Java threads by repeatedly creating new threads without proper termination and resulting in server crashes or hangs, deleted worker profile files, and implemented a kill switch that would lock out all users if his credentials in the company's Active Directory were disabled. The kill switch code Liu named ISDL-enabled-AD. The code was automatically activated upon his termination on September 9, 2019, and impacted thousands of company users globally. Liu named other code Hakai, a Japanese word meaning destruction, or Hunshui, a Chinese word meaning sleep or lethargy. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbley, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.